Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Heil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Singer. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Rick Miller. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Braun reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Braun scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Red Sox, 1. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heil moves to second. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heil moves to third. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Randall applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields the ball and throws to Jenkins covering. Safe. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Braun. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Braun steals second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Carew reaches second base with a double. Braun scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger strikes out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a pop-up into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Burleson moves to third. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Heil throws the ball into Randall who tags Doyle trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Burleson scores. Cooper scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Braun bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Braun moves to second. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doyle for the out. Cooper moves to second. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn is walked intentionally. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bo Stock. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Cooper scores. Lynn moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and has Yastrzemski trapped. There's the throw to Cubbage and over to Randall, who tags Yastrzemski for the out. Lynn scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Dave Gould's now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Fisk trying to get to home. Braun throws the ball into Weiniger, who tags Fisk, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Miller moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a pop-up into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burleson. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Burleson steals second. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Doyle takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Bob Randall. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller bunts towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. Fisk moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carew bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Burleson hits a line drive into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Cooper steals second. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Doyle hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper moves to third. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive towards first. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Cubbage reaches second base with a double. Heil moves to third. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 3 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil scores. Cubbage scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Danford pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Braun hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.